This is a Radio Now podcast, a production of Radio Now 95.3 FM Lagos.
The fighting in Afghanistan is nothing like the Afghans have seen in the past 20 years. The Taliban have made their way to the capital, Kabul, capturing cities on their way, forcing President Ashraf Ghani to run away. The United States have evacuated all diplomats from their embassy while deploying 1,000 troops to help with the evacuation.
The Taliban's quick takeover comes as the United States insists on leaving the Middle Eastern country after 20 years of fighting, led to the deaths of thousands of soldiers and the loss of billions of dollars without any success in bringing democracy to people. For News Extra today, Radio Now's Chika Ago had a conversation with Khalil Nouri, a senior journalist with the BBC who's based in Kabul, and starts by asking him to describe the fighting.
Well, in the past few days, especially in the last 10 days, Afghanistan is experiencing the worst situation of fighting in the past 20 years. After falling of around 200 districts into Taliban hands, Taliban faced and moved forward to the big cities like Herat, Kandahar, Mazar City, and provinces to Kabul. We have the record of around 15 big cities or provincial centers fallen into Taliban hands, including Herat in the west, which is the third biggest province, and Kandahar City, which is the second biggest city of Afghanistan. 13 others, most of them, around seven of them are in the north, some in the west, and some in the northeast of Afghanistan. In the past 10 days, Taliban moved forward very fast and very rapidly into the cities. Beside the cities, they captured some army bases, which was unexpected that it could be run by the Taliban now.
Let's talk about the cities that are falling to the Taliban and how strategic they are. Help us understand, for instance, Kandahar, the second largest city. How important is this city, not just to the Afghan forces, but in relation to the strategy of the Taliban?
If we talk about the importance and the being strategically, strategically importance of these cities, Herat is one of the main cities with a big population of Afghans living in, and it is neighboring Iran and the main port of a border port between Afghanistan and Iran is located in Herat. In Kandahar, Kandahar is the second biggest city of Afghanistan. It is neighboring with Pakistan. It has many ports, border ports, commercial ports with Pakistan. Ispin Boldak was one of the biggest, which was fallen to Taliban hands a couple of weeks, and still it is under Taliban control. And you understand that the Kandahar city was the main or the first position of Taliban, which the group was formed in the 1990s. Kandahar was the first city which was fallen into Taliban hands. And somehow it was the capital of Taliban when they had the control of almost all Afghanistan in 1990s. In the north, Taliban really struggled and made efforts to control Mazar City, which is in the neighboring of Uzbekistan and is the main road to the some of the Central Asian countries. But in northeast, the Taliban has got the control of Faizabad, the provincial provincial capital of Badakhshan, which is neighboring with Pakistan, Tajikistan, and China. And Tahar, the Taliban city, which is located in the neighboring of Tajikistan. Most of the cities, which is in Taliban hand, they are really strategically important, both for the Afghan government, both for the Taliban, and for the region.
And, you know, this is disturbing because the Americans spent 20 years training Afghan forces. How is it that the Taliban is able to gain grounds on them so quickly, despite being under heavy fire from the U.S. and NATO forces in the past 20 years?
I think this is the really tough question and answer in this situation, which is really rapidly changing. Even I'm sure most of the Afghan officials can't say about this, this situation. Afghanistan has 350,000 well-equipped and trained forces, by most of them by the international countries, by Afghan partners. They were, number of them were trained in U.S., number of them were trained in U.K., number of trained in Russia, Turkey, and some other countries. It is really difficult to say what is changing, how a big number of troops in an army base, they are surrendering themselves to the group of Taliban. And we have asked the same question from the Afghan officials. They have no answer for that so far. We had one of the biggest news, which came from Herat, that one of the former jihadi commander, Ismail Khan, and a number of officials, security officials, including the security deputy of Interior Ministry, the head of intelligence of Herat, and the army commander, the commander of the army corp in Herat, there are two attributions that they have surrendering themselves to the Taliban, and Taliban say no, they have joined to us. This was a big news in Afghanistan, that how this could happen when these big people with a big number of supporters, armed supporters and fighters in the ground, how they could go with the Taliban. Taliban are now releasing their videos that they have a meeting with them. While they were in the first handshaking with them, they have taken photos. But it's really difficult to say what has really happened in the ground, that how it could happen that these big men joined with the Taliban.
With all of this happening, you know, the Taliban gaining control of more cities, how safe do you think the capital, Kabul, is, in your opinion, at this time?
There was a big security meeting in the presidential palace. The main thing came out of that was that Afghan security forces will stand against Taliban. We don't know the plan still, that what would be the plan of Afghan government. Either they are pushing them back from the cities, from the provincial centers and the districts, or they will keep the remaining parts of Afghanistan, which is under Afghan government. At the same time, some commanders like Marshal Abdelrashid Dostum and Commander Atta Mohammad Noor and their supporters had the same meeting in Mazar-e-Sharif, and they said, we'll fight for Afghanistan, we will fight for Mazar City, and we won't let Mazar fall into Taliban hands. Still, it is unclear what would be the plan of the Afghan government. But since the situation was changed around the country in the past couple of weeks, you can very clearly see the impact of the war. I mean the mental impact of the war, the psychological impact of the war on locals, on residents of Kabul, very clearly. They're worried, they're concerned about the situation. The main question that we are hearing regularly on daily basis, every day, why the situation has changed and what would be the next?
What do you think the Taliban really after at this time? Because I remember there were peace talks a while ago between the government of Afghanistan and the Taliban, and they were not interested in sharing power. What has the position from the Taliban changed at this time? Are they speaking as a united front? What do the Taliban say they want right now?
A double game is ongoing between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Both sides blame the other side that they are not ready to talk. Though both sides' negotiation teams are based in Qatar, but we understand that there has been no serious talks in the couple of weeks. both sides reaffirms that they want peace, but the way they want peace is a bit different. The Afghan government has handed over a peace plan to the host country of peace negotiation in Doha. And we understand that it has been handed over to the Taliban. But the Taliban confirms that they have received the peace plan. But there has been no talks and discussion on that, though it is on the table. There has been some quotes from Imran Khan, Pakistan Prime Minister. The Taliban only wants ceasefire if President Ghani resigns. But from Afghan government, they have offered regularly that we are ready for talks. They don't use the power sharing phrase. They say we are ready for a political settlement for enduring ceasefire.
And what about the humanitarian condition? We understand that there are thousands of people living in makeshift camps in Kabul. Can you give us a sense of the humanitarian crisis right now?
Yes, in the past few months that after the fighting was intensified between the Afghan government and the Taliban, there's been 100,000 of people were displaced from different provinces, from different districts. It is hundreds of thousands of people. What the UN says, they need millions of dollars to support these families and fight with a humanitarian crisis which is ongoing in Afghanistan. In the past 1 week, over 20,000 people were moved to Kabul, or they relocated to Kabul, mostly from northern and northeastern provinces of Afghanistan, from Mazar, from Badakhshan, from Faryab, Takhar, in other cities and provinces. They flew into Kabul. For the first 2-3 days, they were living in an open space, and the mattress was the ground, blanket was the open sky. They were living in the open space with no food, no support. Though some locals were providing them food and water, some shelters, families were taking some clothes to the women and children. It was they were living on the street, at the side of the street. There was a main park in the central part of city, Sharanau area, which is only a kilometer away from the presidential palace. Dozens of families are living in those park. But after that the Afghan government thought that a big crisis would happen if they live in the open space, they instructed the Ministry of Hajj to open the doors of mosque and relocate all the internal displaced people into the mosque. Some of them are relocated, and the Afghan government is supposed to start an assessment to find out how many people, how many families from which provinces are relocated to Kabul, to have a register, to have a record of them, and to provide them basic supports like food, water, clothes, shelters.
That was senior BBC journalist Khalil Nouri speaking with Radio Now's Chika Agu, my co-host, on the fighting in Afghanistan. Since they had this conversation, the Taliban have advanced into the capital, Kabul. President Ashraf Ghani has fled the country, and many more Afghans are desperate to leave the country as well.
To listen to more podcasts like this, subscribe to Radio Now Podcast wherever you're listening to this audio, or visit www.thisisradionow.com and check for podcasts.